Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Time now for another Stoop story. This week we hear a story from Dorian Gray about a close encounter with a high school nemesis.
I went to school at Forest Park Senior High, and at the point where I went to Forest Park Senior High, just to set the tone for the type of place this was when I went, at some point somebody had spray painted "Forest Park is a b**" on the side of the building, okay? They misspelled b**. They spelled it B-I-C-T-H, and they left out the A, so it said Forest Park is bick. That was my institution of learning. That is where my sci-fi watching, comic book reading, fantasy role-play gaming self went to high school. Okay, now, I was a dorky kid. Didn't have a lot of stylish clothes, wore glasses. My antagonists were broad and varied, but the two most dedicated were Newman and Avon. Newman was a big, muscular sort. He wasn't like steroid muscular, he was like Bowflex muscular. You know what I mean? That's because he played lacrosse, and I believe he also played football. His cousin, who was my main antagonist, his name was Avon. He was a little closer to my height, but he was also very stocky and very muscular. He didn't play any sports. He was just muscular for no apparent reason. Just had all this muscle on his arms, loitering, really. Just waiting to lash out at anybody with a future. So, all right, they're gonna make me laugh. So, here's how the fight started. I was sick one day, and it was right before we went to summer vacation. It was really hot out, and a lot of clothes were dirty. And so, you know, when a lot of your clothes are dirty, that's when the weird stuff comes out. So, long story short, it's like 78 degrees. I go to school in this bright red turtleneck. So, I walk in, and they're like, yeah, man, oh, this dude ain't got a turtleneck on. So, we're going to English class. We're walking in a single file line. I show up to class every day because I'm a maverick. And Avon is standing directly behind me. And he does this. He goes, walk up, and smacks me on the back of my head. Now, most of his intimidation had been verbal and implied to that point. I couldn't have imagined that this dude just smacked me in the back of my head. And then he did it again. He's like, I felt like he was proposing to me. I felt like he was saying, you know, I've been intimidating you for a long time, and it's time to bring our relationship to the next level. I turned around, and he pushed me. Now, usually, I would just weather the storm. I'd be like, you know what? He's probably going to mess with me for a while, and he's going to focus his attention on somebody else. I usually just weather the storm. But I was sick. I shouldn't have been there. I had a fever, post-nasal drip. I'm coughing. Plus, I'm hot because I got this bright red turtleneck on. And everywhere I go, people are making fun of me through all my classes. So when he started with that, I was like, oh, my God, this is so not going to happen today. So I pushed him back hard, and that made him really mad. He grabbed me by my turtleneck, and he pushed me and slammed me up against the wall. And now my mind is racing. My gut's like, do I really want to go through with this? And my brain's like, I don't know. It was like the movie Inception. The seconds feel like minutes. And finally, my fist said, look, he's waiting on us. I'm going to go ahead and get started. And the thing about having your hands around somebody's neck is that you're not protecting your head. So I just came over the top, bam, and punched him really hard. And he backed up. Now we're circling. He flicks a punch to my head, and I think to myself, ow. And then I throw a punch back, but he gets under my arc, and he goes to slam me with the intention of slamming me down on the ground. The problem was, as he was lifting me up, I just bam, 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 over and over in his face, and we ended up falling together. So we get all tangled up like some messed up game of Twister, and I start to get up first. That's when his cousin, Newman, decides it's time to break up the fight. Because, you know, if I get up first, I'm going to kick a field goal. A bunch of students came in and broke us up. And I feel this wham right in my eye. Newman has just hit me in my eye. And now I have a decision to make because, you know, usually, like, when you're playing Dungeons and Dragons, you kill the orcs. And then the lair of the dragons is in the next tunnel. You're not killing goblins and have the dragons show up, like, right there. So now I have a decision to make. All right. Fortunately, I didn't have to make that decision because the teacher came in. I'll mention at this point that for the longest time, I blamed myself for this confrontation because I hadn't fought him and I had just been pacifist so long because I wasn't afraid of bodily harm. I was afraid of the humiliation. And I felt like if I had stood up for myself earlier, then that probably wouldn't have gotten as far as it had. So we get taken to the principal's office, and we have to write our accounts of what happens, the three of us. Newman and Avon collaborated on theirs. And it was so ridiculous. He pushed me. I begged him to stop. But the principal at that time, his name is Mr. Cherry, and God bless him. I think after a while, all of the kids blend together. So he read our reports, and he called me into his office by myself. And he says to me, "We all know you pick on him, so why do you do it?" Now, my mother had always told me to be respectful toward adults. So what I said was, "No, sir, I try my best to stay away from them." Inside, I was like, "Really? Really?" So these two Neanderthals were minding their own business when all of a sudden they were beset upon by a rampaging comic book nerd. Is that what happened? So to wrap it up, my mother had to come and we all got a stern talking to. I didn't find this out till much later, but my teacher, after the incident, had called my mother and told her, "I am so glad he hit that boy. I've been waiting for somebody to come along." Anyway, that is my story, and thank you all very much.
That was Dorian Gray with his true tale of a nerd's revenge. You can listen to more stories and learn about Stoop shows and the Stoop podcast all at stoopstorytelling.com. We'll link to it from our page at wypr.org. Glad you've been listening to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Feels like we got spring this weekend. Enjoy.